All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page 57. So right by the asterisk, Omer HaRamchal. The Ramchal said, so it's literally the middle of the page. So we actually read this paragraph, we'll pick up with it again. Omer HaRamchal, Yesh Shnei Nosim Bezihirus. So the Ramchal explained that there are essentially two aspects, two parts to Zihirus, to this midah of alacrity, of attentiveness. Ha'echad nikudatit birega she'ato nimtza b'smodidus az tzarech lihizar. Kilomar, losim leiv ha'im zetov imra ora. Ha'im zafiat ora olo. Ha'im ze emes o sheker. So the first thing the Ramchal, and again this is Rav Kashtil explaining the Ramchal. The first thing the Ramchal says, the first aspect of Zihirus is what we'll call an actional analysis. In other words, I'm in the midst of a particular action or about to engage in a particular action, and I have to ask myself, is this something good? Is this something negative? Is this something positive, appropriate, or is it something detrimental? So each and every action requires that analysis. I will say, now, if you think about it again, that's really an overwhelming task. Really, if one thinks about it, because I mean, I guess before one gets to this level, the notion of going through this actional analysis before I do anything, and understanding that everything can be categorized as good or bad, could be a very overwhelming experience. But logically, what it does is it conditions one to think before one acts.
This isn't after the fact.
This is before. Remember, post-actional analysis is another dimension. We spoke about that earlier. That's the mishmush and the pishpush. You know, that's after I act and going back and saying, is what I did good or bad? If it was bad, how do I avoid it? If it was good. How do I repeat it? And if it was good, how do I even make it better? But this is even the pre-actional analysis. I'm about to do something. Is this appropriate? Not appropriate. Good or bad? The truth is, you know, it's interesting. The better wording is not even appropriate or not appropriate. The Ramchal really says the real wording is tov or ra. Because remember, again, as we spoke about last week, according to Ramchal, everything in life fits into one of those two categories. It's either tov or it's ra. You see, appropriate, not as appropriate, is not even the right wording, because according to the Ramchal, that wording itself is too ambiguous. It's tov or it's ra. He says, Ikra zihirus zela'at la'at litzpor nision. So the idea over here is that according to this approach, the Ikra of zihirus is a step-by-step, methodical step-by-step process. V'achilek hasheni ha'ikra, the second part of zihirus, tzarech losim leiv ledvarim mitstabrim. A person has to go ahead and try to analyze the impact of the composite of their actions. Right? Mitzvah is like tziburin, like piled up. What does that mean? That we'll say, so there's the actual analysis. I have to look at every single thing that I do. And the other piece is, what's the net impact of the way I'm living on my personality? He says, second to last paragraph, page 57. Losim leif lemakora lechlala ishushacha. What's happening to my personality? What is the general state of my personality? Which things in life have helped me? Which things have not? So you hear what this second level is? This second level is not really an actional analysis, but almost, I guess, what we'd call like a composite actional analysis. So now that I'm looking at, and this, in order to do this, person has to look almost like at a block of time. Sometimes that block of time could be my entire life. Sometimes the block of time is the last week. Sometimes it's the last month. Sometimes it's the last year. But to look at a block of time and to ask myself, what's the net effect of my actions upon me? I mean, if I look at how I'm living and what I'm doing, am I happy with the person I am? Is the identity I've cultivated for myself the identity I want, the identity that's good? And I will say this is a much more global reaching question, because when I'm about to do something, to ask myself, is it good or is it bad? I get it. I can wrap my head around that. This is much more profound. This is after I've been asking that question for a while. So how am I doing? How am I doing as a person? Where am I holding as an individual? What's the net impact of my actions upon me? And so I said, because, you know, this is an important episode. sometimes, and what Liram Chaz is going to discuss this, sometimes I could be making the right individual decisions, but my general approach to life could be flawed. You understand? That's why, remember, again, just the pieces all together, that's why the Ramchal explained, or Rav Kashtiel explained, that's the difference sometimes between what he called the manhigim, the leaders, and the regular people. That the regular people just simply kind of live decision to decision to decision without real contemplation about how all of those individual decisions string together to form a more cohesive picture. The manhig, the leader, understands that all the individual decisions, while I'm making them, I have to have in mind what's the greater goal, what am I working towards. So these are the two elements of Zahiros. He goes on, Misha etzla ha-Zahiros, hilo rak nekuda. You see, we'll say it's very easy for a person to think that Zahiros is a nekuda. What does nekuda mean? Like a point. In other words, that again, that's the first level. Good or bad? Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Good. It's good. Let me do it. On to the next thing. So for someone for whom Zahiros is not just an akuda, not just an individual point, not just an individual decision, ela amda koleles shalachayim. Rather, again, it's a general approach to life. In other words, I will say, it's not just enough for me to analyze my individual decisions as they come up, but at some point in time, I have to take a step back and analyze the net impact of all of those decisions on the person I am, and to try to figure out if the identity I've cultivated is the one I actually want for myself. So someone who realizes that, who yotzer aronos ma'od gavoah, such a person cultivates a heightened level of awareness. Lemida masmedas, havakas lekachim, yitziras ekronos. Adam kaze, kvar yodea lisamein hashvil hazeh, kvar nose. Well, so to take this back to the maze, remember again, so if all I have is the first level of Zahiros, so what does that do? I'm in the maze, and I realize that what? That I'm about to hit a dead end. So, what do I do? What do I decide? Right? What do I decide? Okay, new path. But what's the problem? I start on the next path. But if all I'm living is just for the actual analysis, then when I get on the next path, I don't bring to that next path any what? Any historical cognition or understanding of what happened before. As opposed to if a person lives in the second level of Zahiros. So when I'm on this new path, to that new path, I bring with me all of the ideas, all of the knowledge, understanding of all of those past paths as well. That's the chilek. Do I live just in the moment, in a kuda? Which I'm also, again, I want to be clear, even just living in the moment and engaging in that actual analysis, that's amazing also. That's absolutely wonderful. We're not in any way minimizing that. But that's only one chelik. To just go ahead and live for the actual analysis without taking a step back and be able to analyze all of the composite action, or all the composite effect of all of my actions, I'm missing some part of the Zahiros. He goes on, he says, Adam kazek vardele samin, hashvila zek varnosa, hulo movil l'shumakom. See, I will say a person who's able to look at the panoramic view, he's able to see this path that he's on, he's able to realize doesn't go anywhere. Why? Because he's bringing with him the knowledge of all the previous paths that he took. Roshum hu, who kvar yodeh shlo yipol bazeh shuv. He knows, see, I will say the amazing part is that when I go ahead and I don't just analyze the moment, but I go ahead and what? I go ahead and take all of the previous paths into account as well, that minimizes the probability of repeating the same negative paths. Kvar bana po tfisa, shita, palo po kain. I already know in life, this works and this doesn't work. So you understand, this is just restating what we said before. See, let me clarify this a little bit more. If a person only lives with actional analysis, so right, the person only lives ultimately by looking at one action, one to the next, without any reality of how to compile all of those actions into a greater life awareness, so a person can end up repeating the same mistake over and over and over. Because we'll say, often we know our situations in life rarely look exactly the same. Right? Often they vary a little bit. Even if at the end of the day I end up making the same mistake, how I made that mistake often differs in situation to situation. But if a person maintains what we'll call this composite awareness, where I keep in my mind, to use the mashal of the maze, all of my paths in my mind. You understand? See, if I just look at one path at a time, I look at the path, I say, is this a good path, not a good path, not a good path, and let's move on to the next path. That's very nice. But when I get to the next path, I'm not bringing the historical realities of my past with me, then I could end up still going down the wrong path. Masha Inkain, if every single time I get on the path, I'm not just looking at this path, but I'm looking at this path through the lens of all the previous paths that I took, that heightens my awareness as to whether or not this is the correct path. And if it's the wrong path, it creates at least a potential reality that I'll be able to avoid it. Let's do one more paragraph. Page 58. Adam Kazeh, Mitzayer La'atzmo Shita. Ma movil lema. So a person like this creates, we'll say, it's a very important yisod, a shita sachayim. What's a shita sachayim? A policy for life, an approach to life. Ma movil lema. I'm able to understand what leads to what. Hu yachol etzayir talichim. I could create approaches. Le'ize hisachshios nafshios movilos hadrachim. Le'ize hesegim ruchanim. I begin to realize what paths lead to which spiritual realities. Hamodo'o shalo, hi lechlal ha'ish yushalo, legarmim hashonim, litotzos, lesibos hagarmos lakach, sha'ishios shalo holach esegdula. And I begin to understand not only how my actions impact the current reality, but I begin to understand how my actions impact my personality. Because I will say, this is what the Ramchal explains is so exceptionally important. So I will say, if we go back for a second, we've spoken about this before. Why do we sin? I don't mean anyone here, Chassid Shalom. I mean, maybe I have a friend who sins, right? So why does my friend sin, right? Why?
Temptation week.
Tastes good. Not that you're referring to anything specific, right? So the truth is, there's a much simpler answer. It's not really because of any of those things, because all of those things in a vacuum, I desire it, it tastes good, all those things are wonderful, but at the same time, when I balance that against the repercussion of sin, sin never makes sense. The reality is, the real reason we sin is because I think I could do something negative and not have it impact my personality. Because if I knew that sin left a negative residue upon my personality, upon my ishiyut, upon who I am, I wouldn't do it. Because the whole chap is, I want to be able to sin and then kind of just spring back to my spiritual standing. So I just want to sin, I take care of business, whatever it is, and then go ahead and just go daven, go learn, go do chesed, and like that cognitive dissonance that what I do negatively is not going to impact me as a person. So says the Ramchal, it's not true. It's not true. Everything we do impacts us as people. Everything. In the positive and the negative. There's no such thing in life as an action that does not impact my ishiyut, that does not impact my personality. So Ramchal says that part of Zihirus is not just the actional analysis. It's not just when I'm faced with a decision, asking myself, Tov or Ra, and recognizing that everything in life fits into one of those two categories. You know, people say life is not black and white. You have to make it black and white to a certain degree. That in life, things are tov or they're ra. And the truth is, it's nothing in between. That is true, and that's an important point. But just as important is to look at the composite effect of my actions on my ishut, on my personality. I've done all of these things, good and bad. What ultimately, again, is the impact of my personality? Now, let's just do one last paragraph, then we'll stop. Zen nikra lios moshel. This is what it means to be a ruler. Moshel beyitzra. Hachavana. Adam shenimtza ba'amad asar moshel. Ba'al mabat klali. Al kein yomra moshelim bochash. Ba'al moshelim oslim chishuvim. We'll say, this is what it means to be a moshel. This is what it means to be a ruler. And we're all rulers. What are we rulers of? We're supposed to be rulers of our hearts, rulers of our yetzahara, rulers of our desire. So we'll say, how do I become a ruler of my yetzer? Remember what the Ramchal said before? The distinction between the ruler, the manhig, and the regular person is the regular person lives in the moment, engages in actual analysis, but only looks at what's in front of him. The ruler is able to always keep in mind the bigger picture, even when engaging in the actual analysis. So too says the Ramchal. If our goal is to be a Moshe, to be a ruler over our Yetzer, over our desires, the only way to do that is, yes, engage in the actual analysis every time I want to do something, Tov or Ra, but also to always keep an eye as to the nature of my personality. What's the impact of these actions on my personality? And to always keep in mind the Tzura, the picture, the image of the person I want to become. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up more with this theme of Eretz Hashem tomorrow.